Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The third baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Johnson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Laron Lagro. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Johnson. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to second. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to third. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lee. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Lee steals second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive towards third. Lowenstein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive to center field. Stanley throws towards the infield. Lagro fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lagro. Brohmer moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1. And the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 1 in the game. Knox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley bunts towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Knox moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knox moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes moves to third. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Spikes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Spikes. Cash moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Rodriguez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knox hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field. Northrup picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Northrup. Brohmer moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brohmer scores. Lowenstein moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. Luke Walker now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Bean now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2. And the Tigers too. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Gene Lamont now catching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-4 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.